My name is Nery Joy Chano. I am 18 years old. Today is April 24, 2019. And I'm speaking with Jerick Enriquez, who is my uncle. We are recording this interview in Las Vegas, Nevada. Please, Jerick Enriquez, introduce yourself.
Hi, good evening. My name is Jerick Enriquez. I'm Nery Joy's uncle. Me and her, you know, we do a lot of fun stuff. And sometimes she do ask me to help her do her homework. And then she asked me to do this interview. I hope this is going to be fun or something.
Thank you for helping me, Uncle. Okay, first question. How do you feel at the moment?
Well, right now, I feel happy living the life, do whatever things I want to do. Go to work, go vacation, something like that.
Can you tell me why you feel that way?
Well, I go to work 5 days a week, you know what I'm saying? And after that, you know what I mean? Me and my wife go on vacation, chill, relax, do whatever she wants, makes me happy.
Oh.
And spend my time with my family. Do some family stuff. Happy stuff.
Happy stuff. That's good. That's good. Next question. In this moment, what are 4 things you're grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful for good health. You know, having good health, you can do whatever, do the things that you want. Happy family, healthy relationship. With my wife. And able to do, you know what I mean, all the stuff that I need to do. Probably, you know what I mean, probably more than that, but like I said, I don't stick
to one thing.
I can do a lot of stuff.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome, really. You can do anything you want.
Yep.
Okay, next question. If you could share one message with the world, what would it be?
Well, if you got dreams, like, you know what I mean, just don't think it. Just do it, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You want to be something. You want to be somebody else. Don't let anybody talk you down. You know what I mean? Just do whatever your heart or your mind says. But just make sure you don't, you know what I mean, hurt or step down other people to follow your dreams or something like that, you know what I mean?
So basically follow your dreams while not hurting anybody else.
Yeah.
All right then. That's a good advice. Thank you. Next question. What or who inspires you the most?
Well, I could say my wife, my mom, family, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm down, I can talk to them, you know, when they give me advice. Sometimes help me out with my issues and everything like that. So, you know what I mean? They help me a lot. So, sometimes to do the things that I can't do, so sometimes they help me to achieve it.
To persuade you.
Yep.
I'm really glad they help you. Hey. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be there for you too.
Thank you.
Next question. What advice would you give to your younger self?
Advice, like I said, be, you know what I mean, down to earth, you know what I mean, help people when they need help, be there for them, just don't do stupid things. That's all I can say.
Are you following this advice now?
Yes.
You sure?
Yep.
Pretty sure?
Kind of maybe, but sometimes, I'm not perfect. Sometimes, you do some, you make mistakes. even though you got this, me, I have certain rules that always follow, but sometimes it doesn't go the way
you thought it would be
when you plan it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much, I think.
Well, okay. Next question. What are your strengths, or what are you really good at?
Well, I'm a down-to-earth person. You know what I mean? I love to help other people when they need help. Sometimes they need advice.
Mm-hmm.
I help them whenever I can. But don't ask me for financial help. But like I said, I can do, you know what I mean? I can help whenever, if I got something, you know what I mean? If I got time, we need somebody to talk to and everything like that. But I'm really good at cooking.
Cooking?
That's all I can say. Baking.
When did you start cooking?
Well, I started cooking when I was 7. My grandma really? Teach me how to cook, especially rice. Mm. That's how Filipino people do it.
Yeah. Well, just know, I love your food. Oh my God.
Exactly.
I love your food.
That's why you're always begging me. Bug me out. Do something.
No, I don't.
Yes.
Sure. I guess.
Yep.
Next question. When and what have you done that you thought you couldn't do?
Pretty much, I don't know how to answer that, but like I said, I do whenever I feel I want to do it, and sometimes I don't know, if I don't know how to do it, I just ask people to help me out, but mm-hmm. like I said, I'm a go person. I don't really back down on something that, any challenges that I face, I just keep doing it, you know what I mean, I don't quit.
So you just keep hustling no matter what?
Yes.
Even though you're scared?
I don't really get scared, but like I said, there's only two persons I'm scared of. One upstairs, my wife. That's it.
God. All right then. Good to know. Okay, who means the world to you?
My wife.
How did they make you feel?
Well, like I said, she always helped me out when I'm down. She always there. You know what I mean? She helps me out all the time. That's why I'll do anything for her.
Anything?
Anything.
That's really cute.
Yeah, because it's cute. Like I said, I love your aunt. I do.
So you're in love?
Yes, ma'am.
Aww. Oh, that's cute. I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
All right. What lesson you've learned the hard way?
Well, life is full of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Every day you learn, you know what I mean, everything, you learn stuff, new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you made a mistake, make it, that's your experience. Don't make it, mistake, you know what I mean, do the same mistake all the time, just, you know what I mean, nobody's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever mistake that have you done in the past, make it an example to you know what I mean,
do better things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And don't, like I said, don't make the same mistake. Just keep moving on.
That's interesting. Would you consider yourself introvert or an extrovert?
Well, I'm basically both. Because sometimes I need my me time.
Mm-hmm.
Alone, think for my future, for my family, for my wife. And me, I socialize with people. You know what I mean? I talk to them. You know what I mean? Talk about sports, politics, mm-hmm. Recipes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, basically, I'm both.
Well, for me, honestly, same here.
Exactly.
Because I do need my personal space.
Yeah, you do need some break every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to, talk to people all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you really need is yourself.
Not really yourself. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Like I said, you cannot do everything. Sometimes you need help from other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're not Superman or God or something. Like, you know what I mean? You're perfect.
I wish I am.
But
I'm not. Just a simple human. Alright, then. Next question. When did you get here in America?
I got here, I think back 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think 2006 or 2007, something like that.
Well, do you like it here or in Philippines?
I do like both, you know what I mean?
How come?
I love my country, the Philippines, because I was born and raised over there.
Mm-hmm.
America, you know what I mean? They give me job, you know what I mean? Opportunities and everything like that. This country, America, you know what I mean, helps me to be a successful person.
Uh-huh. Sorry. Do you miss the Philippines?
Yeah, I do go back home every once in a while, like 3-4 years, every 4 years, something like that. Relax, to see my family.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, spend some time with them. Pretty much that's it.
Hmm. All right then. Where is the most wonderful place you've ever been?
Personally, I love Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I proposed to your aunt.
Uh-huh.
It was funny, but like I said, you know what I mean? It was the greatest day of my life.
Oh.
When she said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the falls. I love the water. But I'd go there on summertime, not in wintertime.
Is it that cold?
It's cold. I did it once. It's so cold.
I want to go there.
But like I said, I keep asking you to come, but you got school.
Mm-hmm. Well, next time.
Yeah.
Next question. What three words would you use to describe your family?
We're happy.
Uh-huh.
Healthy. And we're down to earth.
Can you tell me why those three words?
Yeah, because we got, you know what I mean, we always do happy family stuff, you know what I mean? Especially we do cookouts.
Uh-huh. That's the fun part.
Exactly, because I do the grill all the time. You know, we do fun stuff, we do family stuff, you know, mm-hmm. We go out, we go to the mall, we watch movies, and sometimes we just want to stay home, don't do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Like I said, we always watch our back, you know what I mean? Everybody, somebody got sick, we make sure...
They get better.
Uh-huh. What else? Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. We do all the time.
I like it how, no matter how busy we are, we always find a way to hang out.
Yep.
To have fun.
Like I said, my schedule is very flexible.
Uh-huh. I'm glad. Really. Well, yeah. Next question. Can you tell me what is the meaning of friend?
Well, friends is like I said, friend is someone you can count on. You know what I mean? You got problems, especially you do have a best friend with on. Like, you can trust. You know what I mean? You can say your problems. They give you advice. Sometimes you follow it, sometimes you don't. Because, you know, like I said, you got your own ways how to handle the stuff that you're facing. Friends, like, you know what I mean, you guys hang out, you know what I mean, you can have one, you can have 20, you can have 50. But like I said, you just keep your circle short, you know what I mean, because some of them you can trust, some of them can't.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any friends?
I do.
I'm glad you do.
I got a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about me. I don't really have friends like that. But I'm glad to have few friends that I can really, really trust with.
That's good for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Next question. Do you believe people can change?
Yes. Like I said, me, like, before I met your aunt, I was... I don't know how to say it, but like I said, when me and your aunt start dating, I just start to realize, you know what I mean, I want to grow old with somebody.
Uh-huh.
I can wake up in the morning, I got somebody next beside me.
Uh-huh.
And all the things that I've done in the past, I stopped doing it. I stopped drinking. You know, I stopped doing stupid things that I used to do back in the days. But I don't regret it.
Oh, the way you talk about my auntie, I can tell my auntie is a very, very good influence.
Yeah, she is a very lucky girl.
Oh, she's the lucky one, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. Do you think people deserve a second chance?
Yes, they do. When I got sick, I realized God gotta give me a second chance.
Uh-huh.
So, you know what I mean? After that, I start, you know what I mean, changing my ways. You know what I mean? It's like, it's once in a lifetime
mm-hmm.
opportunity. So, mm-hmm. You have to make good something about that. You know what I mean? Like, helping other people. Do some good stuff, you know what I mean? Return the favor to them.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So, like, just taking a good advantage of what God gave you.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Alright then. Next question. What's draining your energy?
Negative people.
Negative people?
Exactly.
Do you know how to cut or reduce?
Well, me personally, I just ignore them.
Ignore them?
Yeah, I was like, you know what I mean? You do something and then they take you down. And I'll be like, you do whatever you do, I'm going to do my own thing over here. And don't kill my vibe. That's like all I can uh-huh. say.
So you just like stay away from them?
Yeah, stay away from them.
Have you ever been talked to someone or been with someone that is like bad?
Yes.
People are toxic.
Yeah, a lot of them. That's why I keep telling them, just back off, man.
Just back off. Mm-hmm. That's good. I've been trying to do that, really.
That's why I keep telling
Staying away.
Yeah, that's why I keep telling you. Stay away from negative people.
Mm-hmm. Right then. Last question. Who makes you laugh the hardest?
Well, my wife, that's all I can say. Especially, remember the time we were driving?
Yeah.
Yeah, she getting scared. And she get mad quickly, you know what I'm saying? It was funny. But, you know, I mean, your aunt makes me laugh all the time. You know, about me and her dating back in the day.
Yeah.
So, sometimes she do funny stuff. Sometimes, you know what I mean, other stuff like that. But sometimes she do stupid things that makes me laugh all the time. One time I spit my drink when I was drinking. It was painful in my nose. Like,
ew.
Yeah. I was like, stop doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was funny. But I hurt myself with that.
You talk about her like she's your best friend.
Yeah, that. She was my everything, you know that.
Yeah. It's really cute. Well, that's all the questions. And I'm very, very thankful that you're helping me with this project. And that's it for now.
Alright. Like I said, you know what I mean? You need some help. You always call me, yell at me, call me, or something like that.
Alright then.
Alright. Good night.
Good night.